DBHDD is warning all Georgians that half of all opioid deaths happen at home when people take an Oxy or a Perc with a glass of alcohol for stress or to sleep. Learn more about protecting families from opioid overdoses at opioidresponse.info.
Support for GPB comes from the Galloway School, where students ages 3 through grade 12 are part of a community where learning is joyful, individuals are valued, and self-discovery is encouraged. Open house is December 3rd. More info at gallowayschool.org.
Hello and welcome to the Georgia Today podcast from GPB News. Today is Friday, November 24th. I'm Orlando Montoya. On today's episode, Georgia gets an F on the latest report on premature births. The Thanksgiving travel rush is not over yet, and a 26-year Christmas tradition in Columbus is coming to an end. These stories and more are coming up on this edition of Georgia Today. An annual report from the March of Dimes on child and maternal health puts Georgia among states with the highest rate of babies born too early. And those premature babies face higher risks of death and disabilities. GPB's Sophie Gratis has more on efforts to improve those outcomes.
12% of babies born in Georgia in 2022 were preterm, giving Georgia an F grade on the preterm birth report. Babies can be born prematurely because their mothers experience chronic diseases, stress, or infection. Rates are much higher among Black women, as are rates of infant and maternal mortality. Precious Andrews is with Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies of Georgia, which pairs Black mothers with birth support.
Being able to make sure that the moms have the support of a doula, because we've seen that the data that is provided positive outcomes, but then also making sure that the doulas are connected to resources to be able to provide to the mothers as well.
Resources like nutritious food and mental health support to keep moms healthy. For GPB News, I'm Sophie Gratis.
Great Point Studios in Douglas County, west of Atlanta, is preparing for two productions to begin in the middle of December. Lionsgate Studios is the primary tenant in the new studio. Robert Halmy, founder and CEO of Great Point Studios, says he can't say which shows will be filming there next month, but he says the facility is designed for televised scripted drama.
The kind of shows you see on Amazon and Netflix and Disney Plus and all the streamers. There's, you know, still a shortage of purpose-built large facilities for those kind of shows. Our entire facility is designed around that.
Halmy says Great Point Studios itself is about two-thirds built, with the remaining third expected to be completed by March.
Planet Money helps you understand the economy. We find the people at the center of the story.
Garbage in New York, that was like a controlled substance.
We show you how money influences everything.
Tell me what you like by telling me how you spend your money.
And we dig until we get answers.
I had a bad feeling you were going to bring that up.
Planet Money finds out. All you have to do is listen. The Planet Money podcast from NPR.
Two of the three busiest travel days during this Thanksgiving holiday are now behind us. They were this past Tuesday and Wednesday. But the TSA says this coming Sunday, November 26th, an estimated 2.9 million passengers will travel, making it the busiest travel day of the Thanksgiving season. You probably know a house or two in your city or town, or at least in your neighborhood, that gets all decked out for Christmas. If you're in Columbus, maybe you've been to Jerry Lutie's house. The Columbus Ledger-Inquirer describes his Christmas lights display as the city's largest and most popular. With a half million computer-controlled lights all synchronized to Christmas music, it takes the better part of 3 months to set up and increases his electric bill by a couple hundred dollars per month. And now Lutie says after 26 years, this year's display will be his last. I asked him to describe it.
Basically, I have figurines that I've built, wireframe figurines that I've built over the years, welded and constructed, and got a lot of animation going on as far as like the first animated display that I had. Part of my display was a 35-foot Santa reindeer with Santa throwing presents over the top of the reindeer and then landing into a chimney. That's one other part.
I'm seeing something that looks like an Eiffel Tower.
Yes, that is one of the towers that we've got.
Is that supposed to be a Christmas tree?
Now, I got a Christmas tree, and then I have the elf tower. Elf tower is just straight up. The Christmas tree is 30-foot pixel tree. It has 6,000 pixels on it.
I have to say, now that I see the picture of it, it's not as tacky looking as I thought it would be. A lot of these things are pretty garish, but this is kind of tasteful.
Well, I try to keep things clean and neat. That's not always the case in some displays, but I try to do that because I do live in a neighborhood, and I want to make sure that the neighbors are acceptable of what I've done. And over the years that I've been there, 26 years, I've always had great response from the neighborhood.
Does the road get congested? Did people get out and park and have to walk? Is it that popular?
Yes, we've had to get some local support out to help direct traffic. We've had, in the past years, I've had the use of the neighbor's front yard across the street from me that allowed visitors to stand on their front lawn. We had it blocked off from maybe about 20 feet, 30 feet, so they would have to stand directly on the road. And that worked out really well for us. We had probably 400 to 500 people standing out there at one time looking at the display. And so parking become very cumbersome. They had to park, several blocks away to walk up to it. But one of the things I found, Orlando, is that if people want to migrate towards something that's joyful and it brings happiness to them. And I think you'll go to a long length just to do that, because we live in a different world today than what we did 20, 30 years ago. And we see that today, that they want a little joy in their life. And if they can show up at my display and grab a few seconds or a few minutes of joy and take the world element out of their mind for a few minutes, and I think it brings families really closer together.
Well, we have to talk about it. This is going to be the last, you say. Tell me about why you decided to make it the last.
Well, I said that a couple of years ago, the same thing. Then last year, I turned around and had it again. But I didn't do it at the extremes. I'm doing it this year. I'm not getting any younger, 69. And I'm very blessed that I've been able to have the physical ability to do this. I don't want to get to a point that I dread getting out there and working on lights. I would rather stop now while I feel good about what's going on and be able to enjoy it instead of looking at it as a job.
And if people want to see it for one last time, or perhaps see it for the first time if they're just hearing about it now, what's your address?
5784 Ironstone Drive.
All
We're
right.
on the northeast side of Columbus.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
One of the things I've always tell people, Orlando, it's not all about the lights, but it's about the memories the lights create in every child and every childlike heart.
That was Jerry Lutie, one of the many people across our state who bring a little holiday joy into the world by creating large and popular displays of Christmas lights. I hope you get out and enjoy some of them this holiday season. And you can look at Lutie's lights by visiting our website, gpb.org/news. And as Thanksgiving wraps up, Christmas is moving in. Like I said, we have lights around the state, people putting up light displays, and some communities are holding holiday parades and Christmas tree lighting ceremonies this weekend. Loganville, Snellville, and Blue Ridge will play host to lighted Christmas parades tomorrow evening. Savannah's Boat Parade of Lights. Boat Parade of Lights always used to be one of my favorite Christmas traditions down in Savannah. Grab yourself a place on the river and watch the boats go by with their lights on. And this weekend marks the first weekend for Helen's 16th annual Christmas Market. So wherever you are across the state, go out and enjoy some of these holiday activities. And finally, the Atlanta Mushroom Festival, a quarterly event rooted in community education and awareness about all things fungi, returns for its final event of the year tomorrow, Saturday, November 25th. It takes place at Wild Heaven West End in Atlanta and looks to foster a diverse and equitable community where people can discover ways to enrich their lives through the power of mushrooms. The day-long event will feature engaging speakers and lots of live music from local musicians, including one of the bands from the first season of GPB's Peach Jam podcast, Gringo Star. The Atlanta Mushroom Festival is free to attend and welcomes all ages and furry friends. And that's it for today's edition of Georgia Today. As always, we invite you to visit our website to find more Georgia news. It's gpb.org/news. If you have feedback for us, send that to us at georgiatoday@gpb.org. And hit subscribe on this podcast so you'll never miss an episode. It always will stay upfront and forward with you in your feed. I'm Orlando Montoya. I've been sitting in for Peter Biello as he's been doing some Thanksgiving traveling, as I hope you also have enjoyed this holiday together with your family. Peter will be back on Monday. I hope you have a great weekend.
Support for GPB comes from the Galloway School, where students ages 3 through grade 12 are part of a community where learning is joyful, individuals are valued, and self-discovery is encouraged. Open house is December 3rd. More info at gallowayschool.org.